special International Women's Day episode of Choice or Chance, this time focused on women entrepreneurs in tech. Today, we're going to be diving into the experiences of women in the tech startup world, what drives them, what challenges they face, how they carve out their own path in an ecosystem that typically more than 80% male founders. I'm excited to be joined by Maya Alor and Tal Alor, the CEO and Chief Product Officer for Athena.io. They are twin entrepreneurs and former members of an elite tech unit who co-founded a startup that's revolutionizing the world of product management with automation. Today, they're going to take us through their journey, including the inspiration behind their startup, the challenges they faced when building the company, the experience that they had navigating the world of tech entrepreneurship, and ultimately, how they embraced the concept of guided disruption in the startup context. Maya, Tal, it's great to have you here. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
Happy to be here.
Delighted to have both of you here. Our listeners cannot see you, but you are identical twins. Is that fair?
Yes.
Yeah, that's
Can you tell us a little bit about how you got here? Where did you start? What inspired you to create your own company?
Our journey started in the military, in the intelligence unit. Even then, Maya and I knew that we want to work together on something of our own. Eventually, we have like full independence. We decided to gain more experience and worked in a leading company in the Israeli high tech. Maya and I wanted to build a company that will make a big difference, that we can lead and we can be the decision maker of our own. And in those days, the technology and innovation of AI allow us to overcome challenges and connect new data points that enable unique insight for product manager space. And it enables us to profound change in the way product manager work today.
You had the experience in the military you mentioned, which obviously is a common thing in Israel, but the tech unit, can you tell me maybe a little bit about how that impacted the way you think about the problem you're solving or the way you're going about it or even how it launched the startup?
I will start saying that it's really shaped our like career path and our abilities. But I will say that there is no intense environment like the intelligence unit. It's really prepare you for a real life through hard work. And I think during our time in the military, we had multiple opportunities to lead the initiatives. And it's really helped us to build the confidence that we need to believe that we are able to drive change and we are able to drive impact. And I think those experiences show us that the impossible is often impossible. And this is something that we take to our entrepreneur journey. And I think that as we expose to incredible people in the unit and that many of them are also entrepreneurs today, it's helped us to gain a real and strong networking outside the industry, like outside the intelligence unit. And it's something that helps us today also.
Given that we're talking during International Women's the Month, this comes up a lot when we talk about the confidence to do something plays such an important role in your decisions in your career. For those listening, these are young female CEOs, CPOs that I'm speaking to. In your professional career, you face some sort of doubt. And I imagine this is also amplified in the startup context, right? Because, you know, that by its nature comes with a level of doubt or a level of, hey, you need to convince me that this is a thing worth investing in, right? Can you maybe give us a little flavor of how that's played out in your lives? Like what you've felt from male counterparts or from people in the industry? Any examples of that?
So in every place we worked, there were always more men. Tal and I decided that it didn't matter the labels, woman or young. We are always under the label of expert in our field. And we know, yes, that men in our age probably will not even get this kind of questions. But instead of letting the cute young entrepreneurs label put us on defensive, we chose to rise above it. And we saw that from that moment on, every time we walked into a meeting with that mindset, we could feel how it changed the dynamic in the room.
That's really interesting. Recurring trend here in the discussion is the confidence, which I think goes with the territory. I think it's great as it relates to International Women's Day and inclusivity. This is obviously something that we know. There have been studies. I'm not sure what the latest one is, but most people have heard the tagline from the studies around women that apply to jobs and the percentage of requirements that they have to meet before they do that versus men, which is much higher. The bar is much higher for women on their own accord, right? So I think this confidence factor is super important, right? So maybe I can zoom out a bit to say I assume you face some challenges, just like any startup, in getting, you know, putting the wheels on and getting things moving. Is there anything you would say? Israel has a wonderful startup versus a lot of other places. I was kind of laughing to myself off screen here when you were talking about going to a session on how to start a startup and exits and things like that, where a lot of places don't even have that infrastructure available. But in the ecosystem, is there something that you've seen where you think the ecosystem could do a better job of supporting women entrepreneurs? It doesn't have to be specific to just getting started. It could be scaling the business or something like that. Anything that you've noticed where you'd say, oh, I wish this was a better function?
So I think I will put the spot on the fundraising. The way funding is raised today is still largely modeled after the Silicon Valley early days, when the stereotypical founder was a single man fully invested in his own startup. From our experience so far, even in the era of innovation, you think that you will meet innovation in every corner. I think a rise funding process remained in the traditional way back then. And I think that we need more female partners in those venture capital firms, investors that don't expect women to be like, play the game like men. Recognize that women and female founders that like respect the way they are without request them to be like something they are not. And I think that we are lack of a female perspective from this point.
It's a fair comment. I think it goes without saying that diversity in perspectives is often what's missing. You mentioned the military, and I think in the beginning we talked about the startup founder landscape being very heavily male. I'm sure that carries through to the funding. I think of the show in the US, and I'm pretty sure they have different variants all over the world, but the kind of Shark Tank show where like you have Barbara Corcoran and then a slate of 15 other guys that cycle through. I'm sure there are other women, but Barbara's the one that sticks out for me. Even there, you don't see the representation. So it's a fair comment. Our season theme is about what we call guided disruption. It's this idea that you kind of free the organization, right? And that can be yourself, by the way. It can also be people on your team if you have a team. It can be any element of the organization to innovate or disrupt. And that looks, it can be the tools they're using, not putting constraints on the tools. It can be letting them define their own process for, you know, creating something, right? There's 100 different or 1,000 different flavors of what that looks like. But just having some general guardrails around, you know, how they get to the endpoint, right? Safety for customer information, right? Making sure they're not exposing, you know, IP of the company, things like that. So you have some guardrails, but in general, you free up the organization to perform at its best. So when you think about journey and the fact that you are innovating with your startup, how do you think about maintaining that balance? Like, it's not about managerial style necessarily. How do you think about building the next big thing in a really innovative, flexible way and allowing people in your organization to do that?
Yes. So I believe it's a really important topic, and it's something that we discussed in a diversity of topics in the company that we want integrated. And I would like to start the answer in the question, but how we actually do it in our venture. We decided to take it into the business side. We combined guided disruption and leveraged the power of AI innovation. We bring AI-driven automation into the traditional method of product management. I can tell you that this product management in the few years didn't change at all. Like, it's remain the same in traditional ways. They are working the same like 10 years back. In our startup, we are actually taking all these traditional workflows and processes and how the day-to-day looks. And we are integrated with the AI capabilities. And this is how we do it. And this is the focus that we wanted to do in the product, in the business, and the startup itself.
This is the flavor of the day, right? It's how can we better leverage AI to make this stuff better, faster, well, in some cases safer and more accurate, other cases not, but it is certainly the focus. A related question, right? It's International Women's Day, the month of International Women's Day. So obviously, you know, we've talked about gender and inclusivity here. You're building an organization and a product, right? So how do you embrace that? What is your approach to making sure that you have a diverse team and an inclusive team?
So I think leading to organizational disruption, women bring fresh perspective to management, to strategy, to user experience, to product development, and a lot of the aspect of the business. And I think that women can give like real decision power into an organization Whereas we can see that there is a significant lack of female CEO and lack of founders in the landscape of our industry. Companies that foster more diverse leadership can create a culture and environment that holds different perspectives, that drive innovations in a way that traditional corporate structure just failed to do it. And I think that our, like, because we are both female founders and we want to shape our company in a broader range of voices, including more female, I think that we have the potential to reshape not only the workplace culture, but also the entire landscape of high growth startup in Israel.
Not enough to have the ambition of your startup. You also want to reshape the landscape, which I love. This is great. I think we've covered a lot of ground. First, I appreciate it. Thank you both for super insightful input here. Maybe before we end, we'd like to ask some advice from you. You have your own unique experiences here. If you're speaking to the women listening to the episode today who might want to start a tech venture, you guys have your own focus, right, on the product management side. What would you tell them? What's the most important for them to know?
I would actually like to give this tip to everyone. First, when you start on this journey, everyone will have an opinion about every step you take. And people will tell you how to do it and why this is the right way to do it. And the important thing is always remember, you don't need to take this opinion too seriously or personally. Just stay focused and keep going. And the second tip that I want to say is always be yourself. People really love authenticity. Don't try to fit into different labels and just stay true to who you really are. Because we know that in the end, there is not just one way to succeed.
You say it so simply and so elegantly, but I think it's not an easy thing to do, first off. Congratulations to you both on doing that. And I think my takeaway from, among other things from our discussion, right, is this, you know, this confidence and this commitment that you're making to yourself and your vision. And you mentioned a couple of times, not taking into account what others are saying when it takes away from your core values, which I think is a great takeaway for International Women's Day and also for our season's theme around guided disruption, making sure you're freeing your people to do their work and do their activities, but in line with this vision that you have, right? This strategy that you have for yourself and your organization. Unless you want to talk for another hour, I think that's everything. Maya, Tal, I really want to thank you both for joining us. It's been, in my opinion, an insightful discussion and a great episode for our podcast this season. So if people would like to find out more about what Maya and Tal are up to, you can check them out on LinkedIn. Maya Allor, E-L-O-R, is the last name. You can look her up, and things are still early days for the startup, so you should see some exciting updates on her page as they evolve. And Maya, Tal, thank you so much for joining us for the episode.
Thank you. Thank you, Mike, for having us in the podcast, and we really enjoy talking to you and have a conversation. Live amazing, do amazing. Live amazing, do amazing.